Free agency starts Tuesday at 4 p.m. Sitting here with General Manager Ray Farmer. Ray, with free agency starting, what is your philosophy on building this roster relative to free agency and the draft?
The philosophy is pretty simple. We're going to look at both and take an advantage of both our cap situation and our number of picks to add the most competition to the roster that we can. There are critical positions that we'll emphasize, and there'll be an opportunity for us to take the best players that can help us long-term and short-term.
When you look at the cap space that the Cleveland Browns have, it's natural for people to assume that, hey, we can just spend whatever we want to get the players. As salary caps keep rising, salaries keep growing, how do you balance the desire to get the players you want with also the desire to retain the core players on the Browns like a Joe Hayden, Jabal Sheard, Josh Gordon, who will be coming up over the next couple of years?
I think that's a great point that you make. We are definitely focused on making sure we retain Browns, guys that we think have long-term futures with the club, and really establishing a base of core Brown players that have been drafted, developed, and retained. We also are cognizant that we need to infuse some talent. We need to bring some guys that weren't drafted here or have played in other cities to bring to the Browns to add different elements to what we're trying to achieve. So it'll be a combination of us using our cap room wisely to, one, reestablish those Browns and make sure they stay here long term. Two, go into the market and find players that create, that give us value based upon their performance, age, injury, and character all combined, as well as then looking forward to the draft and the picks that we have and those players we can get from there.
With that being said, what is it that you hope to achieve in this free agency period leading up to the draft?
I hope to achieve signing players that have tremendous value for the Browns, help us win a lot of games at good core values and prices. I think that the markets are obviously heading north. I think that's what the reality is. When guys get to free agency, there's a tendency that some will say overspend for a commodity. But the reality is that as the cap continues to increase, as player salaries continue to increase, the guy that was once worth $2, $3, $4 million may be worth now $4, $5, or $6 million. It just depends upon who the player is. And then I would say it only takes one to love him. If one team really covets that player, you can be in a situation where you feel like, hey, we've been discussing this player at XYZ number, and you know we like him at this kind of value, but then now somebody steps up and overpays, or goes into the market and blows him out of the water, and now you're left there standing at the altar with nobody to go with. So it's a tricky situation, specifically if free agency opens up. There will be money kind of passed around, and that'll be interesting to see how it all kind of comes out.
When you look at free agency as a kind of a philosophy, you can pay for names or pay the guys who are about to become household names. Where do you stand on that?
Kind of right in the middle. I wouldn't mind having a guy that has namesake and has demonstrated he's the guy, specifically if you get him at the right value. But I think the way you really earn your money is to get the guy that no one really truly knows about. They may have glimpses of him or seen flashes, but then once you put him in the right circumstance and give him the right role, then that's when you turn guys like Priest Holmes that left Baltimore and sat on the street for a while into household names when he gets to Kansas City and they find a scheme that fits his talents.
And speaking of that, I know you talk about working in lockstep often with Coach Pettine. How does that relate to free agency in terms of finding the best player but also the best player for the scheme that he, Kyle Shanahan, and Jim O'Neill want to run?
I think that's probably it's critical. And again, we inevitably want to build the right team. And I think, but that team has to be able to accomplish the pieces that they're looking for. And so trying to fit guys back and forth, whether it's a guy in the secondary or it's a guy at the linebacker spot or it's a defensive lineman or whatever the position may be, he has to play to their tune, to the things that they like him to do. Inevitably, though, we need the guy to be a good football player in general. I think the same is true on the offensive side of the ball. There's going to be generalities thrown around behind the type of offense that Kyle's run in the past. And so we want to make sure we get the best football players. There are scheme fits, and there's guys that talents match certain aspects of what they're going to be asked to do. And in that process, we got to make sure that we find the guys that do those things elitely, but then also can just be good football players in general.